Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good evening. Welcome to 49ers After Dark. We're your host, Grant Cohn, Jesse Naylor, and it's a very special show because the schedule just came out an hour ago, and the 49ers are going to go 17-0. You heard it here first. Don't worry. And if you want to know why, don't ask. It's just because I said so. Because I'm that kind of guy. How are you feeling? How you doing, Jesse?
Well, I got to believe you because I heard sources tell me that you're the most reputable source covering the San Francisco 49ers. And so I just got to take you at face value. It sounds like they're going undefeated.
I keep it real. Let's go. Yeah, 17-0. Anyone else that wants to actually have a discussion about this, shut up. There's nothing to discuss. I just told you it's going to happen. All right. So thank you, everyone.
Objectively, they're going 17-0.
We want to predict these game by game. We'll talk about the toughest stretch. We'll make multiple observations, and then we're going to compare this to, as an event, we're going to step back and do a meta topic comparing the schedule release event to the NFL draft as far as off-season quasi-events go. So that's sort of our table of contents for tonight. Let's go game by game. You want to run it down?
Yeah, let's do it. So first game of the season at home, Monday Night Football against the New York Jets. How do you see this one going?
Okay. I feel like what the Jets have going for them is they have a kick-ass defense. They really do. And every time the Niners faced a kick-ass AFC defense last year, they struggled. They also have a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he's coming off a really serious injury. And like, let's go deep into it. Their offensive coordinator is Nathaniel Hackett, who's just awful. But that sort of means that their offensive coordinator is Rodgers. And this is his really kind of his first game with the Jets. And I wonder how sharp he's going to be both as a quarterback and as like a play caller, as an offensive coordinator in his first game of the season. So even though I think this is a tough game, I'm picking the Niners.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I think there's a lot of interesting little things that are happening in this game. First of all, you're right. You basically have Aaron Rodgers and what you would assume would be his first full game with the Jets. He got injured very early, oddly enough, against the Buffalo Bills, and Leonard Floyd was the one that tackled him on that play. So now you've got your first game back. You're looking right across on a primetime Monday night game like you did last year. Leonard Floyd's there. That's an interesting deal. Then you've got Bosa on the other side. I wonder if that'll play into anything psychologically for Aaron Rodgers. But ultimately, I don't trust Hackett. I think that the Jets are a bit dysfunctional. You've got Aaron Rodgers. Listen, whatever he wants to do politically, I'm not here to agree, disagree. I just think that all this energy being spent not on football when you're coming off of a major injury is an interesting choice. And then you've got Hackett, who presumably they were trying to replace this offseason and were unsuccessful, yet that leaked to the media. And so now Nathaniel Hackett knows that they didn't even want him to be there. I don't think I think the Jets are probably, them and the Bears are the two most talked about teams this offseason. I don't think either one makes the playoffs. I'm not buying the Jets brand at all. Think they're supremely talented. but I think they're trying to make a little bit of an all-star team on the fly. I don't think it's going to work, and I think the 49ers win week one.
Did the Niners beat a quarterback as good as Aaron Rodgers last year?
Playoffs, Jordan Love.
That's where my mind went to. And it's not definitive that Love is better than Rodgers, although might be. What's interesting about the Jets is they also have a really good running back in Breece Hall. And teams that can run the ball and are committed to it do well against the Niners. Still, we're both picking the Niners to win this game. 1-0 to start the season. Monday Night Football.
Yeah, listen, if Aaron Rodgers is like Aaron Rodgers, he's better than Love. But I've got to see it before I believe it. You look at his last year in Green Bay, he struggled a little bit. Although I think much of what you saw with Love, where he went through growing pains with a young receiving core, I think you saw that with Aaron Rodgers the year prior. So maybe a lot of it was that. But the last time that you saw Aaron Rodgers, he wasn't MVP Aaron Rodgers. And then he's coming off of a major injury. I don't know. I'll buy it when I see it. You gotta really show me on that one. Okay. Week two, short week already starting the season. They travel to play the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. How do you see this one?
This one's got to be a win. I mean, I know the Vikings have a talented roster, but it's either Sam Darnold or J.J. McCarthy, and I don't think it's acceptable to lose to either one week two. You can't lose to Sam Darnold any week, any day of the year. It's unacceptable. But J.J. McCarthy, I don't know, maybe he'll be good down the line. Niners can't lose to him week two. This seems like an easy win. Or, yeah, an easy win, relatively.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when we looked at the schedule last year, we saw the Vikings as a win as well. But the circumstances are very different. They had an established quarterback that, I mean, Kirk Cousins, say what you want about him. I think he's a top 10 quarterback. He's very good. Sam Darnold's not very good. I never liked Sam Darnold. So either he's starting or, like you said, a rookie starting. Either way, that bodes well for the 49ers. I'm going to go with the 49ers start out 2-0. Also beating the Vikings. That brings us to their first in-division game, week three. Also on the road. SoFi, aka Levi South, versus the Rams. How do you see this one playing out?
Last year they played the Rams in SoFi week two. This year it's week three. Last year Cooper Kupp was hurt and didn't play in that game. And the Niners, it was close, but the Niners controlled the game and won by a touchdown. If Cooper Kupp's healthy for this game, I think the Rams are going to win. I think it'll be close, but I think these teams are pretty evenly matched. I think they'll split this year, and I think this is the one the Rams are going to win.
I hate that we're agreeing three games in, but I absolutely agree with you. I think that they are going to split. I think the Rams are much better than they were last year, and they were already pretty good. And I just think that Matthew Stafford, Kyren Williams, the revamped offensive line, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, I mean, they can really light it up offensively. And I think they're going to split as well. That's the home game.
Their offensive line is really good, too.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. They revamped that thing. And they got Blake Corum, so now they've got a 1-2 punch at running back. They need that win, by the way. They've got a really rough schedule, and they have a bye week, week six. If they don't beat the 49ers first time around, they're not going to beat them. I think they split. I think they win as well. So the 49ers, we both have them at 2-1. Now,
before we get to week four, let's take some super chats to encourage people to give us their money.
Okay.
Javier Sierra says, can we get a Fernando and a Jimmy impression for the schedule release by the football gods? But if we go 3-0 before the bye week, we in business. So we have them going 2-1 before the bye. In the first three. And I don't do Fernando anymore, but I do Garendo. And Jimmy impression? Well, here's my Jimmy impression now. Hold on. That's my Jimmy impression now. Sorry. He's a clipboard holder at this point. He doesn't pump fake anymore.
Oh, that's a revenge. That's a revenge game for him, by the way. Week four.
Oh my god.
Right? Or week three. What is it?
What if he plays against the Niners?
Do you think the 49ers are definitely winning?
No. Please. Dave Barclay, what up, guys? I think we've all been looking forward to this. Is it just me or is Brock a nerdier Kirk Cousins? Just curious. Also, how a lot of teams do after the moves made so far. Also curious how a lot of teams do after the moves made so far. Sure. Me too. Nerdier Kirk Cousins.
I don't know if he's nerdier than Kirk Cousins.
I feel like he's like a hickier Kirk Cousins. Like Kirk Cousins isn't trying to drive tractors. He's like wearing chains and trying to be different, trying to be cool. Whereas Brock Purdy's trying to be as uncool as anyone's ever tried to be, in my opinion.
He's Kirk Cousins with dip. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Fish and chips. Okay. How many teams have buys before they play the Niners?
Three that I know of. Five?
He's wondering. Three? That's interesting. I think it's three. Dave Barclay says, don't need to encourage me to give money. Thanks, Dave. I was just kidding. And I will pay for more time. Huh, Jess?
You will.
We can't play that game on Wednesday nights. Sorry. Okay, let's get back to the schedule. Sorry to break that up.
All right, week four. Patriots off of a mini bye. I believe they have a Thursday night game before they play the 49ers. So they are traveling to Santa Clara to play the 49ers. I agree. The 49ers are 3-1. All right.
I tried to set that one up, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did.
Let's linger for a second. What do the Patriots have going for them?
Well, I mean, I think they actually drafted good receivers for the first time in a long time.
Okay. That's something.
And then they've got a rookie quarterback they can be excited about.
Who everyone hates, right?
Yeah.
Every film guy is like, this guy ain't it.
Yeah.
Belichick said, this guy ain't it. Did you hear that?
Well,
yeah. It was great. Okay. So, yeah, win. 3-1.
All right. 3-1. Now they play the Cardinals, also at home. Kyler Murray makes things interesting. I think they're a year away from really spicing things up in the West. I think that they beat the Cardinals at home. You agree?
Look, before I say what I'm going to say, let me just preface and remind you and everyone that there's always one game every year a team loses that they really shouldn't.
There is.
And I'm saying it's this one. I think the Niners are going to split with the Cardinals. And I was thinking they'd lose in Arizona, but that's week 18. And I feel like the Niners will be dialed in by then. Week five, Arizona's sort of new on the block. Do you really have a feel for how they're going to use Marvin Harrison Jr. and what their offense looks like now? I think they're a dangerous team. The Niners have had some trouble with Kyler Murray just kind of containing him in the past. And I don't think he's really had a good receiver in years. If Marvin Harrison Jr. is as good as we think he's going to be, this could be, you know, what you call a trap game. I'm picking the Cardinals.
Okay. It's gutsy. It's very easy to look at it and be like, hey, they're going to beat all these bad teams. But you're right. There's always one. And I account for that at the end when I do the schedule. I did it last year. I think I'll do it again this year. But I'm just going to call it how I see it in the moment. And I'm going to pick them to beat the Cardinals. But I like the guts. Okay.
The Cardinals are my team to watch this year. I think they're going to be more competitive than people realize. But I'm usually wrong. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm taking my claim right now in the Arizona Cardinals. I think that's a team to watch.
Okay. So you've got them at 3-2, and I've got them at 4-1. Now they've got a Thursday night game on the road against the Seahawks. First time facing McDonald's defense since last year when he was coaching the Ravens, and we know how that went. How do you see this game playing out?
There's a lot to like about the Seahawks. They were 9-8 2 years in a row with maybe one of the worst coaching staffs in the league. I mean, on offense and defense, just straight vanilla. Like, not even vanilla bean. Just straight up
awful,
flavorless, awful, processed vanilla. And now I think, at least on defense, they should be much more exotic and sophisticated and up to date. So that's interesting. Like, that might be a really good defense. They have a hell of a secondary. And if they can improve their front seven, they've added a lot of young players to it and actually stop the run. That being said, as far as I know, last time I checked, their quarterback is still Geno Smith. And he's never going to beat the 49ers, ever. It's not going to happen. So win.
Okay. I actually have
disrespect. No, disrespect. No. No, comma.
A lot of disrespect.
Disrespect. Yeah. Like... He doesn't even really seem like he competes against the Niners, frankly. I haven't really seen a real competitive effort from him. He seems intimidated. You know those quarterbacks who seem intimidated by the Niners? Tua, Dak, Geno. Those three off the top.
Yeah, there's always. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
Fred Warner stares him down pregame. during the what is it? The Star Spangled Banner stares down the opposing quarterback, and if he looks away, Fred knows he's got him. This guy looks away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, might be right about this. This is probably Seattle? The toughest game. I am. This was the toughest game for me to pick on the schedule. This was the toughest game.
Wow.
I think that, first of all, they've got an incredible secondary, and they added to it. They added to it in the draft.
Yeah.
They got arguably the best defensive player in general in the draft. They added him to the defensive line.
Yeah.
I just think McDonald knows what to do against the 49ers, and I think he has the horses to get it done. I really do. I thought they had the horses to get it done last year. I didn't account for them being the worst coach team by far in the league, and especially on defense. It was like something like 85% of the time, whatever they showed pre-snap is exactly what you got post-snap. There's no creativity on defense.
They're not going to be like that this year.
They're not. No, they're going to be all over the place this year. There's going to be a lot of crazy simulated prep. They're going to do a lot of crazy things. So that being said, Thursday night game at Seattle. I actually have them losing this game. Interestingly enough, you have them losing the Cardinals. I have them losing the Seahawks. We've still both got them at a 4-2 record. Now,
what a good argument for that, by the way.
Yeah, we'll see.
I just kind of write them off. I just simple as that. But you made a bunch of good arguments.
Here's the thing. Everything that I said may have been great, but all you have to say is Geno, and yeah, I don't have a comeback. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but yes. Geno. Oh, yeah, right. That's a really good point he makes.
Yes, so that's tough. All right.
I thought they were more competitive last season against the Niners with Drew Lock. Yeah. I thought he at least had more. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I'll say this too. They had probably the most injuries along their offensive line of any team last year. And this year, not only presumably be healthier, they also added two pretty good players to that offensive line. So they actually might have a pretty damn good offensive line. And Geno, if he has time to sit back and doesn't get pressured, it might change things. So anyways, we'll see.
That's true. Hey, quick super chat break real quick. Dave Barclay, Kirk Cousins with Copenhagen.
Exactly.
I haven't seen him dipping yet. Does he dip? Is he a dipper?
I saw him dip in the locker room with Bosa, Kittle, Juice, and some of those guys. Yeah.
Dave Barclay, crying, laughing, fish and chips. You're banking on the D stopping the run in these wins. Well, we'll account for that in these predictions. Dave Barclay, Fish makes a good point. Can we stop the run this year? Yeah, we'll account for that in these predictions. Javier Sierra, it's kind of a stretch, but if Purdy goes undefeated and wins the Super Bowl, do we get lucky or is he elite?
He's elite. If they go undefeated and win a Super Bowl, then yeah, I'm sorry.
I love hypothetical analysis. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, keep going.
All right, week 7 versus the Chiefs, rematch of the Super Bowl. What I like about this is the 49ers are coming off of a mini bye. What I hate about this is the Chiefs are coming off of an actual bye. So,
oh no. Andy Reid off a bye?
Go ahead, have it this one.
Andy Reid off a bye. Patrick Mahomes, anytime, any place. Anytime, any place, like Janet Jackson, you can get it. I think this is going to be a loss. The only thing going for the Niners is that the Chiefs don't always take the regular season seriously. Like, this could be when Travis Kelce is just kind of, you know, in Taylor Swift mode. He might not really lock in until later in the year. Or maybe Rashee Rice is suspended. I don't know what's going to happen there. Other than that, I'm going Chiefs.
I'm going to say the same thing I said about Dallas last year when they played the 49ers, which was if Dallas had any shot at beating the 49ers in the playoffs, they couldn't lose to them in the regular season. The 49ers are in that same situation. They cannot lose to the Chiefs in the regular season. They absolutely cannot. If they lose, they've got no shot if they match up again in the Super Bowl. This is their season Super Bowl. I'm picking them to win this game.
That's a good one. See, it's interesting. I like that logic. This is sort of like how they built up the Eagles last year. The Eagles were their Super Bowl. They handled business. They thought that was that, and it wasn't. Similarly, the Eagles thought the Chiefs were their Super Bowl last year. They handled business. They thought that was that, and it wasn't. So, yeah, maybe the Niners put all their eggs into this game's basket, and well, I don't know. I don't know what happened after that. But, yeah, I could see them treating this game like their Super Bowl, whereas the Chiefs is like, no, it's not. you know, care less about this game. Sorry. Doesn't matter. We just won the Super Bowl as the 3 seed. Let's try it as the 4 seed this year. Let's make it harder. This is boring. As opposed to the Niners, who have to be the number 1 seed.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Not messing around. I agree. Have to be the number 1. Okay.
Okay, so you've got them at 4-3. I've got them at 5-2. Now they play the team
Do. You just picked the Niners beat the Chiefs. That just happened. That was 45 seconds ago. I forgot.
I know you're still in shock over this one, but I picked them to beat the Chiefs. Okay.
Okay.
Now the team that I just mentioned, the Dallas Cowboys, we're both picking the 49ers to beat the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football at home.
It has a lot to do with Dak, all of their defense. Who's their new defensive coordinator?
It is Zimmer. Which I think might be an upgrade defensively.
I mean, yeah, I think Dan Quinn had gotten figured out by Kyle Shanahan at this point.
Yeah.
What's the argument for Dallas now? It was 42-10 last time we saw this matchup. What's different? Dak's figured it out this time.
Well, last time they had just lost Trayvon Diggs like 10 days prior.
I didn't know.
To the gut, mm-hmm. Which led to them losing to the Cardinals potentially. I guess that's an argument you can make. They didn't have Zeke last year. I'm just kidding. There is no argument. The Cowboys are not beating the 49ers.
Talk about a complacent team. Like the way I talk about the 49ers, the Niners are way better than the Cowboys when it comes to trying to compete, trying to really win the Super Bowl.
The Cowboys are who you think the Niners are. But they're actually that.
Yeah, they really need quality control because that team is just in cruise control.
Yeah.
They really are.
Ugh. Before we get to the bye, do you want to go to Super Chats? I don't know what you've got.
Yeah, let's get a couple supers. Javier got you. Samir Azir says the Niners will crush our spirits right before the bye. Lose to the Chiefs again and lose by like 2 points to the Cowboys. You can just feel it. I love how cynical my viewers are. I think be more cynical, please. This is the time of year when sports fans are supposed to be hopeful. You haven't lost in a long time. You're not going to lose in a while. Everything's good. But you guys watch me, so you're conditioned. Or maybe this is just how you were born. We're all the same.
Perfect. Okay. 49ers have a bye after that, and then they travel here to Tampa to take on the Bucks, coming off of a bye.
Interesting.
I'll be at that game. I think the Bucks are pretty decent, but I love the 49ers coming off a bye. I don't like them traveling east, but coming off a bye, I've got to go with the 49ers.
Who's the best player in the Bucks?
Best player? Probably their safety that just got signed to a record deal.
So they got him. They got Vita Vea. They got Tristan Wirfs. Those guys are all complete studs. But their best offensive weapon is Mike Evans. I'm not saying he's bad, but I just feel like he's slowing down. Even though he scored like 18 million touchdowns last year. I just think like physically he's not as fast as he was. And I don't really think, I mean, Baker Mayfield's good. I think he would be great on the Niners, like a lot of quarterbacks would be, but they beat him last year. It's the same team. Have they changed that much from the team that lost to the Niners last year?
No. Their secondary might have got worse, actually, believe it or not.
They lost Carlton Davis?
Yeah.
See, I know all about Tampa. I'm really an NFL guru. Forget it. Trusted and reputable, not just with the Niners, everyone. Everything.
Objectively speaking, I would say so. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you say objectively, then it automatically means what you're about to say can't be disputed.
That's true.
Okay. We both haven't beaten the Bucks.
Objectively speaking, I haven't beaten the Bucks.
Okay, so we're 9 games in. You've got them at 3 losses. I've got them at 2. Okay. Now they come back home, going from east back to west to play the Seahawks at home. Geno Smith, right? So that's a win, 49ers?
I mean, it's either Geno Smith or Sam Howell at this point. Either way.
Okay.
Right. I just don't understand what the Seahawks and the Raiders are doing at quarterback. Like, it's the best you got. Sorry. Yeah. No. When when you ask Nick Bosa, hey, Nick, every week, I always ask, what's the key to maybe not shutting down the opposing quarterback, but defending the quarterback coming up? And he usually gets something pretty candid. With Geno last year, it was make him play quarterback. I was like, that's doesn't sound
also
good.
True.
Yeah. Make him play quarterback. Oh, okay. Win.
Yeah, great. All we right. Can do that. I agree. They're going to win. They're going to win that game. Okay. So on the road, East Coast, come home, West Coast. Then they play the Packers. The Packers are not coming off a bye, but they did have a bye in week 10, played Chicago, and now they're at home against the 49ers 2 weeks later. Weather could be interesting here. This is a revenge game for the Packers. How do you see this one going?
I think the Packers are better than last year. I mean, just...
I agree.
Their good players are all young. Jordan Love will be in his second year starting. And they had success. First of all, they only lost by 3 on the road to the Niners. They had success running the ball. Aaron Jones is good. I think Josh Jacobs is better. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think Josh Jacobs is better. I think they can pound the Niners on the ground, no Diddy, in ways that only a few teams can. And on the road, it's going to be cold. I'm picking the Packers.
Okay. Okay. Packer, this it's really this game and week 6 are the toughest ones for me to go back and forth on, but I think the 49ers win this one. I really couldn't give you like analysis as to why this game really is a coin toss to me.
Yeah.
I just got
I'm not
feeling
super confident that the Packers win. I mean,
no.
Jordan Love has a lot of YOLO in him, a lot.
Yeah, he does. Well, and the other thing too is their defensive coordinator last year wasn't good, but I don't know if it's any better this year. So I don't know. I'm gonna go with 49ers, just a gut feeling.
Jeez. So okay. I got him at 4 losses. You got him at 2?
I got him at 2. Yep.
Okay. I'm a hater.
You are a hater. But I can see this happening too. That's the crazy thing. All right. Now they stay on the road. December 1st, primetime Sunday night game at Buffalo. Buffalo, interesting team. They've lost a lot of veteran leadership on that team, defensively and offensively. They're kind of retooling on the fly, but they're at home and they're coming off a bye week. Who do you have winning this game, Buffalo or San Francisco?
Okay. Just a second. Sorry, you got me? I opened up another tab and everything went bad. I'm back though. Okay, I made up my mind. Here's the thing. On Stephon Diggs, I think the Niners have made it clear that they can lose to teams that don't have a number one wide receiver. If the team has a great quarterback and a good tight end or an excellent tight end and a really good defense, that team's in play. And I mean, the Niners got smacked by the Baltimore Ravens, who had Isaiah Likely and Zay Jones and a quarterback who was hard to contain. So,
Zay Flowers.
Meet Josh Allen. Like, you thought Lamar, from the people who brought you Lamar Jackson, a bigger, stronger, arguably better version. That's a tough matchup. The one time the Niners faced Josh Allen, he made it look so easy. Now, that was 2020, and that was a long time ago, but I'm picking the Bills.
Yeah, I think the key here is coming off of a bye. And when you look at the 49ers, you come off a bye week in week 9. You travel as far east/south as you can go. Then you come all the way back to the West Coast. You go to the Midwest. You play the Packers on the road. And then you got to come up into New York and play the Bills, who are coming off of a bye. I think the 49ers are going to have, only 2 losses going into that game. I think the Bills are going to need that win with the way that their schedule is shaping out. Give me Josh Allen at home coming off a bye. I'll go with Buffalo to win that game as well.
Okay. So I got 5 losses. You got 3.
3. Yep.
Okay.
All
right, real quick. Dave Barclay says, Samir, did you listen to Laffy Taffy? Dave Barclay says, Grant, what's your opinion on D4L's Laffy Taffy? I love that song. It's not my only D4L song that I like. I like a lot of D4L songs. Bet You Can't Do It Like Me is another one. I mean, it's an all-time great. It's a different era of Atlanta rap. Now Atlanta's rap is all trap rap, and it's auto-tune, and it's very serious about people in their kitchens water whipping, which is very serious. I mean, their fork, their pot, their kitchen. I've heard it a million times. It's going down in the kitchen. Back then, it was about dancing and snapping. Anyway, I thought Fabo really was ahead of his time. And I wonder what he's doing these days. Fabo, shout out to Fabo. You don't even know that, about D4L.
That's all. No, yeah, listen, the song was awesome. It was awesome in its time. It's a terrible song. No, it's a terrible song. No, no.
Ding, ding, ding. They laugh at Taffy. It's a great song.
No, God, I love that song. It was great then. It's not great now.
It's a bad song. What, next, you're going to tell me that you don't like Soulja Boy?
Worst song.
Woo! Dazza says, is there any stretch you think we could have a 3-game losing streak like this year? Well, I got him in the midst of a 2-game losing streak right now. Let's get back to it.
All right, let's do it. Here's a team that's interesting, man.
Sorry.
Awful song. I like
that
song.
How do you not dance to that song? You can't. It's physically impossible. And everyone knows the dance too. That's the mark of a good song.
It's true. That's true. It's a bad song. Okay. Week 14, coming off of 2 road games against the Packers and the Bills, they come back home to play the Chicago Bears and a rookie Caleb Williams with an all-star receiving cast. How do you see this one going?
I mean, the Niners should win this game. And I don't know that I'm bold enough to pick against them now, but this is another game that they could lose. This is a team that went 7-10 last year with Justin Fields and Tyson Bagent. And if Caleb Williams is as advertised, this could be a tough game. I'm picking the 49ers because I've already picked them to lose 5 games. And I don't want to be labeled as negative, but this is, I think, one of their more interesting games that I have them winning. Because who the hell are the Bears with Caleb Williams? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know either. Listen, here's the deal. I think Caleb, I don't think he's a can't miss prospect, but I do think he's very good. The one thing that concerns me is that Caleb Williams week 14 is probably going to be a much better version of what he's going to be weeks 1-6, let's say. So you might get a team that's kind of in stride. Caleb Williams is essentially in almost, what do they call it? Like when you're a rookie at the end of the season, it's basically like you're in year 2 mode. He may be in year 2 mode and he may be very good. Mm-hmm. That being said, I don't like what they have in the trenches. I don't trust Eberflus. He'll probably get fired. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Yeah. I have the 49ers winning that game.
Me too.
Okay.
Also, it's just the Bears. They blow it. They mess everything up somehow.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Now, if it was in Chicago, cold weather, I might change my mind, but they're at home. So, okay. Week 15, they stay at home. Second meeting with the Rams. Did we both have them losing to the Rams the first time through? Yeah, we did. So I assume that we both have them winning this game. I know I do. What about you?
Yeah, I don't think you get swept by the Rams. Rams at home. By this time, Stafford probably's got, you know, messed up finger, toe, eardrum. He gets nicked up. He's like 36 years old. Cooper Kupp too. Big of the Niners at this point.
Okay. All right. Now they go back to Florida, even further away somehow than Tampa, and they play the Miami Dolphins on the road 3 days before Christmas. How do you see this one shaping out?
I'm going to say something about Miami. They're soft. And soft. Good team. Talented. Fast. They're a bad matchup for a lot of teams. But I don't think they're a bad matchup for the Niners. We saw them against the Niners. Tyreek played in that game. Tua doesn't want the smoke. Put it that way. He doesn't want it.
But now they have OBJ, who's washed.
Oh, he's been washed.
I know. All right. I could see them losing just because of the travel. being late in the season. Okay. I've only got them at 3 losses, but I really can't. Everything you think about Geno, I think about Tua.
Yeah.
I don't think Tua is very good. I think he's super overrated. He's a numbers merchant, but he's not a very good quarterback at all. And I think the 49ers give him fits. I think it's an awful matchup for the Dolphins. So I'm going to pick the 49ers to win that game as well.
Cool. Real quick, Samir Azir says weather in Buffalo is the biggest factor. It's a big factor. It's a big factor.
Well, for Josh one Allen team.
Bigger factor.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say for one team, because for Josh Allen, it doesn't matter. It could be anything.
Dave Barclay says, damn, I forgot about Bet You Can't Do It Like Me. Yeah. And don't forget about Do It Like Me, Baby. There were a lot of good, every single on that album, what you could snap to. You could really snap to that one. Don't forget Dem Franchise Boys either. Don't forget.
Hey, there we go. There we go.
Okay, you like that one. Yeah, Grant, Laffy Taffy. What is a Laffy Taffy? What were they referring to, by the way? Samir Azir says, LOL, yes, I listen to Laffy Taffy. Got any more 2005 mid-bangers? Yeah. Let me pull up my 2005 playlist. Stay Fly by 3-6 Mafia. That was a great song.
Oh, 2005. Great song. I mean, that's like the era of like Chingy and Nelly.
The Whisper song by Yin Yang Twins.
Yes. Yeah, they whispered the whole thing. That was great. Yeah.
Everyone likes that song when it goes on the club. Yeah. And again, when I say club, I mean high school gym that I was in 2005.
Yeah, I mean dance. Yeah.
I always liked Window Shopper by 50 Cent, although that's not really like a...
I mean, 50 dance was... song. Everybody.
He was pretty solid back in 2005. Dave Barclay says, I was arguing the other night, you can't listen to that song and not move. It's so catchy and you automatically do the dancer. Not sure why. I just love listening to throwback and that was the latest. Yeah, I like songs where you know there is a dance and you cannot do it. Another one like that is, what was it? The Dougie song, right? From when we
Teach
were
in... Teach Me How to Dougie?
Teach Me How to Dougie.
Yeah.
Love that song. They need to have more dance songs where they actually teach you a dance during the song. Okay, we have to finish this up.
Okay,
it's been 36 minutes.
Okay, here is the game that might decide the number one seed in the NFC, Grant, especially the way that you've got the schedule playing out thus far. They come home. They play the Detroit Lions. I believe also this is on Monday Night Football. How do you see this game going?
They were so close at the end of last year. It was a 3-point game, 34-31. The Lions have gotten better. Like, much better. On paper, they are legitimately better than last year.
Yeah.
Especially on defense. Whereas the Niners themselves don't even say they're better. They're like, we didn't get worse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking the Lions. 6th loss.
Oh.
6 losses.
I'm picking the 49ers. They have to get the number one seed. They're going to be in desperation mode. If they lose that game, they don't get the number one seed. If they don't get the number one seed, they're not making it past the divisional round. So they've got to win this game. I'm picking the 49ers to win at home in a must-win.
I thought you were going to use the same argument I used to shoot down the Seahawks.
Oh, the Goff thing?
Goff.
Yeah, but he's protected.
Last time the Niners lost to Goff.
Yeah, but he's protected. It's something about him when he's got time, man. And that offensive line is like a steel wall. So
you just know he's going to fade as the game goes along. Like if he doesn't have you in the coffin by the third quarter, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm talking myself out of picking the Lions right now. Because
literally in the middle of it. Off,
dude. But yeah, I'm picking Lions.
Okay. Final game of the season at the Cardinals. Spoiler alert. Actually, upset alert. I'm picking the Cardinals to win only because the 49ers will have the number one seed wrapped up at this point, which means they're not going to play their starters and they'll lose to the Cardinals. So that's their 4th loss for me.
I'm picking the Niners because I don't see them going into the postseason on a 2-game losing streak, and I have them losing to the Cardinals already. So they get their stuff together and take down Kyler Murray once and for all, week 18. So I have them at 11-6.
You have them at 11-6. I have them at 13-4. I'm going to say the same thing I said last year that landed me on 12-5. I have them at 13-4. There's a game somewhere that I'm not right on, and I don't know what game that is, but they're going to lose an extra one, so they're going to finish 12-5 this year, back-to-back years.
The way I look at it is they were 12-5 last year, and I don't think they got better. I'm not saying they got worse, but I think their schedule got tougher. Their division got tougher. Their conference got tougher. So I'm expecting one more loss than last year. Also, the big thing that we can't account for,
injuries,
and not just any, but two Trent in particular, Williams. Trent Williams and Debo, they miss games every year. And the question with them is, will they miss games at the same time? And how many games will they miss? When? Because last year, when both of them went out, the Niners were 0-3. They could not win when those two guys went down. So is that going to happen again? Is this going to be the year where Trent misses six games instead of three, or Debo misses five instead of two? That's sort of, I mean, it's why they drafted Ricky Pearsall, right? They're really at the mercy of those two guys.
Here's another thing that we didn't account for when we were doing the early part of the schedule. Dre Greenlaw is not going to be playing. So that makes the Jets a little bit more interesting, right? Like, this is a team that can run the ball with Breece Hall, a revamped offensive line. Maybe they just run the hell out of the ball and there's nothing the 49ers can do about it, you know? And same thing with the Rams. So I think that makes things really interesting as well. They're already starting off more injured than what they were last year. So I don't know, man.
True.
You're right. We can't account for that. So
we'll see. Let's pause and shout out our sponsor real quick. Sleeper Picks. Got a game starting in
Sleeper.
Oh, it already started. Okay, well, let's do tomorrow's game then. This game's already going on. Oh, we can still make some picks. It's not too late. You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Luka Doncic, 29.5 points.
Can you click on him real quick? I like to go against the consensus.
It's been a while.
Does it have the... It doesn't.
Not this time. Maybe because the game already started.
Yeah. Let's go. You know what? They have to win this game. So Luka hasn't performed well for most of the playoffs. So I'm going to go more.
Okay. Shea Gilgeous, 31.5.
Less. That's a lot of points.
He's so good. Big fan. Good. Kyrie Irving, 20.5.
Gosh, that's such a messed up number for him because he's so up and down.
Well, he was down last game.
I know. I'm gonna go less. I think it's a Luka Doncic show, and Kyrie's gonna get a lot of assists. So,
are they not letting me? Okay, that's cool. Then let's get Jokic for tomorrow. 29.5 points.
He's unstoppable. I gotta go more.
One more, Anthony Edwards, 28.5 points.
More.
Okay. I like how certain you are. Go away, Anthony. More. That's the entry.
Actually, hold on. Go back. Go back.
We can do it right here.
Go less on Anthony Edwards. See how many people were picking him to go more?
50-50.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. All right. Then go more. Go more. I thought it was like way skewed the other way. I just saw it like real quick on my screen.
Okay. Something happened and I'm accepting the changes because I'm an agreeable person. Boom, there it is. Done. You want to play? Use promo code CONE, CHN, to get that first deposit match up to $500. And before we get back to the show, let me just see our last. Nope, didn't win that one either. Last time, what was it? Towns, Edwards, Murray, and Caldwell Pope?
Nope, that wasn't us.
Was it this one? Mitchell, Doncic, Tatum, Shea Gilgeous? No. Nope.
Yes. Yep.
We would have won, but I messed up and pressed assists and rebounds instead of points. Did I show you that? We should have won. I just pressed the wrong thing because I'm a pro.
Okay.
What is the toughest stretch of games on the schedule?
It's got to be that. I'll go with a stretch of three. It's that Seattle, Green Bay, Buffalo. Because you've got two teams coming off of rest, essentially. You're going from east to west to east. Two cold weather games in November and December. That's the toughest three stretch game, in my opinion.
I'm going to disagree with you slightly.
Okay.
I think it starts with the Green Bay game.
Okay.
And it ends with the Bears game. I'm going to go on a limb and say that the Bears will be tougher than the Seahawks this year, simply because their quarterback's going to be better.
Because of Geno Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The difference between Caleb Williams and Geno Smith will be stark right away. And I base that on nothing. But I'm confident. And I've never been wrong. Ever. Not yet.
No, that's true. Yeah, I honestly, I would take Caleb over Geno right now. Sight unseen.
I mean, who do they have? Like, they have Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
Yep. Who are their wide receivers? They got Keenan Allen.
They have Keenan Allen. They have Moore. And then they have Roma Dunze, who they drafted in like pick 9 or whatever. They got a squad at wide receiver. They got great wide receivers. Yeah. It's going to be tough to guard that.
The Bears and the Cardinals are both kind of similar. Like, do you really? I mean, very talented quarterback. Number one picks at quarterback with some very talented wide receivers. Top 10 picks at wide receiver. You could probably
beat him. They got DeAndre Swift too.
Yep. You should beat him, but that's a tougher game than you'd like.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, it's right there. That Green Bay and Buffalo game's got to be involved.
Has to be.
Any more observations you got about the draft? Because I have a few.
About the schedule, you mean?
Did I say the draft?
You did say the draft.
Try it again. Hey, Jesse. Do you have any more observations about the schedule? Because I have a few.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think for me, the 6 primetime games, which is the most you can have, they're one of 3 teams that captured 6 primetime games.
Do you know
they have 2 Thursday night?
Do you know which of the other teams have 6? Which other teams have 6? Is it the Jets?
Jets. And I don't know who the other one is. I forget. But there is another one. Mm-hmm. So one of 3 teams, 6 primetime games, 2 Thursday night, 2 Sunday night, 2 Monday night. And then I think the rest is something that we have to account for. And the Seahawks coming off of a bye in the second game is something actually I didn't account for. So that whole stretch right there, you've got the Seahawks coming off of a bye in the second game. You've got the Packers 1 week removed from a bye. And then you've got the Bills actually coming off of a bye. That's a tough stretch. And then the Chiefs coming off of a bye. I think just looking at how much rest teams have going into games is super important. And that stood out to me right away. So those are probably my 2 big things.
I want to linger on the primetime games. I bemoan the fact that the Niners haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. And I really hold them. I mean, I hammer them for it. I feel like it's unacceptable. But at the same time, you got to give them credit for making this team a marquee franchise again. They're not champions yet, but they're as relevant as any team in the league. And they weren't a few years ago. It's really nice that it's good for us as content creators, but it's also good for the league. Because if it weren't for the 49ers, like the last marquee franchise, like the most Western marquee franchise would be Dallas. There's 6 teams.
They're the other team. They're the other team, by the way, that has 6.
Okay. Dallas. Okay. Yeah. So Dallas is a marquee franchise, but like not like the Niners. Like the Niners had to earn it. Like Dallas just gets in the playoffs and the NFL props them up. But the Niners have to actually get to Super Bowls to be given that type of treatment, and they've earned it. I mean everyone wants to see them on primetime. That's why everyone wants to see the 49ers. They're a lot of fun to watch. So I got to give Jed and Kyle and John credit, even though I hate them. All of them, personally. Hate their guts. But I got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, this is a team that's a lot of fun to cover, watch, all of it. But I hate them.
Do you have any other observations? Because I have one that I thought you were going to bring up. The travel. They have the 5th most travel in the NFL. There's one team that's far and away has the most. That's the Chargers. Good luck to them. They go through like 36 time zones. The 49ers have the 2nd most at 28 time zones. So, but they do have the 5th most travel. And it's when you're far on the West Coast or far on the East Coast,
you're usually going to get stuck with a lot of travel, and that's where the 49ers are, unfortunately.
They lucked out. They don't have to go to London.
Oh, God.
That would have made it bad. Oh, man. Yeah. I wonder if they asked, like, hey, guys, can we not? How about that?
How about that?
Can we not? Let someone else do it.
Do you think, I think the in-season Hard Knocks is going to be a whole division this year. I could see that's it. Cool. 49ers have avoided Hard Knocks forever. Maybe this is the year they actually get stuck. I know the Giants are the actual Hard Knocks team, but I think the in-season they might get stuck with it.
Does that mean that I'd have to get a subscription to HBO to watch this? Have to, wouldn't I? Or is
it? I think it's HBO.
I have to get it, right? Like, I cover the team. I can't not watch that. Kind of have to watch that. Okay, so, fair enough. All right, bonus topic. What do you prefer? What are you more excited about, the draft or the schedule release every year? Because I have I got a definite opinion about this.
I think it depends on how good the 49ers are. Can I say that?
That's a good answer. Mm-hmm. Explain.
I think if the 49ers are really good, then I just want to see how the schedule falls. It's super important to see where these games are at, where the bye week is. All those things matter because they're trying to win a Super Bowl. I think if the 49ers are bad, then the draft is 100% a bigger deal because now you're looking at players that are going to make them better. How do they fix this issue of being a bad team? Where is the future laying at and who are they drafting? So for me, being a good team, I would say the schedule. But when they're not good, definitely the draft.
I think the schedule's more fun, and here's why.
Okay.
The draft is cool, but like no one really knows what the players, what they are. Like, what I think is cool is training camp, when you actually get to see the rookies with pads on in camp, in practice, going against vets, and you like get a sense of what they look like on a NFL practice field as opposed to on film from college. Like, that is hard. I know I can't tell. I'm not a scout, and I know people can do a better job than me, but none of us, even the scouts, don't know. So it feels like almost everyone's kidding themselves. But it's fun to get new players on a team. I just feel like you learn more later. With the schedule, it's like the conversations are so fun. Like, you can almost start visualizing each game. And by the end, it's really the only sport where a schedule comes out and that's an event in and of itself. The fact that the NFL schedule comes out, that's not an event in NBA or baseball. But everyone who covers a team has to have predictions for every game that day. I love that. And then you get to come back later in the year and make fun of people who got it wrong. I love that. It's so much fun.
I will say this.
In the draft, everyone gets
you,
it wrong.
Yeah, you never pick the right play. Like,
no.
You never pick the guys that are going to be drafted by the team. It rarely happens.
Mm-mm.
You think you haven't figured out
why I hated the Ricky Pearsall pick. It's like, well, I picked Cooper DeJean. Okay. That would have been a great pick because I picked him.
Because I picked him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was going to give him an A+. There was a 2-minute window where we all thought Cooper DeJean was the pick. And I was sitting there being like, wow, I got it right. I did it. And we're on the same. Really, it was a melding of quality control and front office together. And I was really touched. It meant a lot to me. It felt like it was a nod in my direction, but then it was all for naught. I guess they were just.
It's funny.
Every day with a daisy saying, they love me. They love me not.
They love me not. You know, what's funny is it sounds like you had the same experience I did. I had Marco. I was doing the show with Marco, Rohan, and David. And Marco gets a text and he goes, I know the pick. And I said, who? He goes, it's DeJean. I go, no way. And that's exactly the experience you had, but you had it with Silver, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like,
he announced it.
Nope, it's not DeJean. It's Pearsall. It's like, what?
I was going to give him an A+. I was like, wait a second. Wait, don't they want the A+? I don't understand.
Don't they want Grant Cohn to say good things about him on his show?
But here's my thing. They went wide receiver corner with their first two picks. Fine. I would have rather gone corner wide receiver. You wanted a nickel like, okay, Renardo Green's cool. He's good. He had one pick in college. You could have got a much better nickel at 31 and got a comparable wide receiver at 64. Like, maybe he's not as good as Ricky Pearsall, or maybe he's better. I don't know. Same.
I mean, there's going to be a receiver that went end of round two or later. Like, a guy that I keep looking at for the Patriots, Javon Baker, I think went all the way to early round four. Mm. I would have been fine if they took him with their 63rd pick or whatever it was. I think he's that good. He might be better than Pearsall in the NFL. And he went early round four. So, I don't know. We'll see how it plays out, but I would have been fine with that. Although I wasn't a big DeGene fan either. Although I think
bite your tongue.
DeGene works on three teams, in my opinion. And he landed on one of them. The Eagles, because of who's their defensive coordinator?
Fangio.
49ers guy? Fangio.
Fangio.
He works with Fangio. Why? He works with McDonald because Fangio loves to throw. I mean, he mixes everybody. You don't know where players are going to be. And he gives you the simulated pressures like crazy. And I think DeGene fits that. So I like him there. I would have liked him in Seattle with McDonald, and I would have liked him on Baltimore because freaking it's Baltimore. So those are the three teams I would have liked him on, and he fell on one of those teams. So
Brandon Staley is a Vic Fangio disciple, and we really don't know what Brandon Staley's job is. Brandon, what would you say you do here? Brian Berquist says, I walk it out.
Oh my great gosh, song. Dude. So good.
Is that Unk?
Yeah.
Is that Unk? Yeah, that was a good song. So. Atlanta rap was just so much more fun back then. There's always dances and things. And they had that, what they call it, that stupid fruity swag? Stupid fruity swag. Jose and Juice Man. I like stupid fruity swag. Grant, I did not realize how great your taste is. How did you not realize?
Because you're always talking about like Bay Area rap, and if people aren't from the Bay, they're like, I don't get it.
That's a good point. You don't get it. Jesse, hat bet on Cowboys game.
Oh, I'll probably make a hat bet with the opposing content creator again. Yeah, same guy. So,
Dave wants to know if you're streaming after this.
No, I streamed before this, Dave.
Are you going to walk it out after this?
I might.
You might have to. Bonus topic, did Nick choose Nick as the defensive coordinator? Mm. Nick Bosa? Did Nick Bosa choose Nick Sorensen?
Possible. Did you see the schedule drop? Did you see Steph Sanchez was on there?
I did. Shout out to Steph.
So good. So good.
That's really cool. I want to give myself credit for that, though, because right after she did it the first time and it blew up, I had her on my show. And then afterward, I was like, you know how you like talk to the co-host after the show? I was like, hey, Steph. You should keep doing that. So, Steph, you're welcome.
You're welcome. You should
do that again. That's great. A Niners hat for a Niners hat, obviously.
Yeah, senior. There we go.
Dave Barkley says, will Bears be good for once? Part of me wants to say yes, and part of me wants to say no just because of the Bears. And they find a way. They always find a way to mess it up.
They're going to be mediocre and not make the playoffs.
Yeah, Dazza says, JPJ or Kool-Aid should have been the pick.
I would have loved JPJ. Yeah.
Cooper would have been interesting. Kamari Lassiter, the nickelback who went to Houston with D'Amico Ryans, could have had him.
Shut down.
He did a good job against Pearsall.
Yeah. Did.
Who didn't? Anyway, that's our show, 7 o'clock. Not a hater. Really eager to watch Ricky Pearsall do his thing, tear it up. You know, one thing about him, he's a smooth operator.
He is.
He's Sade. He is the Sade of wide receivers. Sade was great. She had hits in the 80s, hits in the 90s, a lot of hits.
Nice.
Dave Barkley, I love older Bay Area rap. Don't know newer. I'll help you out with that one, Dave. Next time, we'll do a whole section. Thanks
He's
for
your
watching.
Guy. Grant's your guy.
I'll see you guys. No Drake at any time on this channel.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.